Now, we have information that there is going to be a concert put on by Manningham Concert Band on the 16th of August. So that's only just a couple of weeks away. And joining me in the studio is Manningham Concert Band Musical Director, Andrew van Gemert. Andrew, welcome to Sounding Brass.
Thank you, Anthea.
It's wonderful to have you here. Now, Andrew, what is the theme for your upcoming concert on the 16th of August?
Well, it's we usually have a theme for our gala concerts, a big showcase concert for the year. And this year being the 100th anniversary of the centenary of World War One, we thought we'd feature music from different wars. So it's called The Music of War. And so we look at pieces that were important in the time of certain wars, but also pieces that were written about different wars. I think we're covering about three centuries of wars. So it's quite a varied program. Of course, when you think of a subject like that, you think, oh, maybe a bit of a depressing concert, but it's not. It's not at all. You know, everything from very, very serious March, Slav, Tchaikovsky, to Colonel Bogey March or a Vera Lynn medley. So there's quite a range in there.
How was the music chosen? Was it just you?
Yes. Yes, musical director's prerogative. Many, many times we have players come up saying they've heard a new piece or they like a certain thing, and I take that in mind. But yeah, music directors are privileged to choose the music that I like and I like to present. Really. Does that sound too selfish?
Not at all. I think it's your prerogative. Is there any one piece in the music lineup for this concert that's a favourite of yours or that's meaningful to you specifically?
Well, it's really hard to pick out one. Any musical director of any ensemble, whether it be a community ensemble or up to the MSO now, really are looking for variety. So the variety of breaking new pieces and presenting them to the audience, and also a combination of old favourites that the audience would recognise. We have some huge works in there, serious works like March Slav, Egmont Overture by Beethoven. They're really quite demanding works, yet you can't do a whole concert of such heavy literature. We also have some lighter works American Patrol, which is a great hit, of course, in World War II. We have a vocalist come along. So he will present Anthem from Chess Bring Him Home from Les Miserables. And also help out in a couple of the hymns we're doing. And he's actually being our Vera Lynn for the night.
Well, I was going to ask that.
We actually like to break up the static display of performance with some visuals, and also I'm sure we're going to have the audience singing along to, It's a Long Way to Tipperary, Pack Up Your Troubles, White Cliffs of Dover, and all those fantastic songs that were popular.
The guest soloist is Andrew Hondromatidis.
Andrew Hondromatidis is a very young and upcoming star. He's just really at the start of his career. He's not only done some acting on television and some directing of musicals, he's actually just come from the South Pacific musical that was in Sydney. I think it was last year. He was Stew Pot, one of the people there, and toured around Sydney and Adelaide and Perth. So, he's great voice and just at the start of his career, and we're really happy to have him.
Andrew, what is the other theme, if you will, for the concert on the 16th of August?
Not only is it 100 years from the World War One, but our band is turning 40. And so we have taken this opportunity to research the history of the band and produce a rather large historical booklet that will be handed out on the night. And And so it gives us an opportunity also to look back at the development of the band and what we've done over that time, celebrates achievements and invite some older players and musical directors back. We have an ex-musical director coming back to conduct a piece. So it's a little bit of fun for us, really, a celebration.
How will it be celebrated in the concert? Will there be some sort of mention?
We have one of our presidents coming back to MC the night, and he will give certainly some historical perspective on the development of the band, and that's laid out in detail in the program, of course. The pieces we're doing, how they fit into to that development. We started obviously in 1974, if we're 40 years old, and like most community bands, it was a development out of either the local school, in this case Templestowe Technical School. Because the Manningham Band was called the Doncaster and Templestowe Municipal Band, and we had some people who decided that they not only wanted to teach and play music in, but out of school and after work, and so it started from there, and it's gone strong ever since.
Will there be other concerts later in the year?
Yes.
Also celebrate the 40th anniversary?
No, this one's our main evening concert for the year, our showcase, but we certainly do have another series of concerts, what we call our favourites concerts, which is a series of Sunday afternoons. And we put on four of those. And in the past few favourites concerts, we've been putting teasers in the programs with some really old photos, and they've been quite entertaining to see. It's going to be a big night for us with the mayor turning up to present some awards a lot of old players and supporters back for the night.
Oh, well, happy birthday to the happy 40th birthday to the Manningham Concert Band. And Andrew van Gemert, thank you very much for coming into 3MBS today. And also, as I just said, congratulations to the Manningham Band on its birthday.
Thank you.
And you can catch that concert on Saturday, the 16th of August. The venue is Doncaster Secondary School, 123 Church Road, Doncaster. And it's the theme of the concert is the music of war, and the banners are absolutely amazing. And you can also type into your search engine Manningham Concert Band, and up will come the rest of the details.